Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. All right, we're now in week four of our devotional journey, and we're taking individual lines from the Lord's Prayer and pairing them with historic prayers from those who've come long before us, those followers of Jesus from church history. If you're just joining us, reading a prayer written by someone else, it honestly can be a little unfamiliar. Like, I think we've compared it to reading someone else's or a stranger's journal entry. But I want you to think about it this way. When our minds are exhausted and tired from the demands of the week, these older writings offer a dependable framework. They provide this inherited shared language, allowing us to enter into a conversation that has been going on with countless people for centuries. And so it really is a privilege to have our prayers continue to be shaped by the long story of what God has been and continues to do in the lives of his people. Today, we're going to be looking at the phrase, "Give us this day our daily bread." And this is where Jesus shifts the focus from the cosmic to the entirely practical. We're asking God, the God of the universe, to care for our immediate physical needs. To help us explore this, we're using a prayer from the mid-16th century theologian John Calvin. His theology heavily emphasized the absolute sovereignty of God and the complete dependence of humanity on him. This specific prayer moves beyond a mere request for physical food. It addresses the underlying anxiety that drives our constant need for control. Calvin frames daily bread as a profound exercise in trust. By asking for the grace to rest on God's providence and calmly wait, this prayer exposes our frantic self-reliance. It trains the soul to be constant with God's daily measured allowance. I'm going to read this prayer now and let these words kind of voice what's going on in your own heart and mind today. Calvin prayed this way. Grant, Almighty God, that as we are clothed with corruptible flesh, we may not be too anxious about our life, but may learn to rest on your providence. And may we also entrust ourselves to your care, that we may calmly wait for the daily allowance which you offer to us. May we also be sustained by your spiritual grace until, having passed through our earthly pilgrimage, we shall at length reach the heavenly rest. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. That phrase, calmly wait for the daily allowance, cuts right through so many of our cultural assumptions. So you and I, we are conditioned to stockpile, to secure our own futures, to out-hustle our anxiety. We want a month's worth of bread, not a daily allowance. We want these things to be set up well in advance. We love a guaranteed stockpile in our personal lives. We want the illusion of total security, but Jesus invites us into vulnerability. He asks us to trust that the Father who gave us his life will also give us what we need for this specific day. We can drop the exhaustion of trying to manage everything ourselves. We can also stop and learn to calmly wait. Now, we're going to take just a few moments of silence. And wherever you are at, I invite you to kind of enter into this moment just by taking a deep breath, to be fully present in this moment, to bring your immediate anxieties to your Heavenly Father and ask for the grace to calmly wait for his daily provision, trusting that he knows what we need before we even open up our mouths to ask. Thank you. friends. You want to, I invite you to continue in this posture of silence and reflection for as long as you need. Press pause or just get out of the app you're using to listen to this. If you need to go about the rest of your day, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.